哥哥姐姐早上好，
哥哥姐姐早上好，
欢迎收听早安新闻。叮咚，
节目开始之前先说一个小福利，每个星期三我们都会给早安英文的
followers
免费赠送纸质版的英文原版书，只需要微信搜索早安英文，私信回复两个字抽奖，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖了。这些英文原版书都是早安的各位老师们为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的养料，坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会 take it up a notch。
take it up a notch，
快去抽奖吧，看谁是那个幸运鹅。咱们再来听一遍。
The woman whose hair has captivated the nation、Tessica Brown、is the woman who went on TikTok and told you how she used、Gorilla Glue as a substitute in her hair, thinking that it would just hold her hair down, and has instead been absolutely glued to her scalp for more than a month now. So she has tried going to the ER, that didn't work. She tried using、rubbing alcohol on it, didn't work. So now she's going to 90210. Yes, a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. So joining us right now to talk about this ordeal,is the woman who everyone has been waiting to hear from. Tessica Brown is joining us right now. Tessica, welcome to TMZ Live.
Hey, Tessica.
How you doing?
We're okay. Okay. How are you doing?
Not good. Not good at all.
So can you, you know, we've kind of talked about what happened to you. I'm wondering, you know, this must be extremely uncomfortable and maybe even unsafe. So can you tell us what...you're experiencing?
Well, right now it's to the point where it's like radiance, dancing on my face.
Are you having headaches or?
Extreme headaches. I'm taking, Advil PMs. That's pretty much the only thing that gets rid of my headaches.
Tess, can we go back for just a minute? And can you kind of you said that you would run out of what you normally put in your hair. What drew you to this product?
Well, when I was looking for something else,I ran past my refrigerator and it was sitting right there. No, I'm like, I could use this. And when I come home, you know, I just wash it out. I didn't think it was going to be like this.
每一期节目的内容我们都会为你整理成文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复两个字加油，就可以领取我们的文字版笔记了。可怜之人必有那什么之处。在这个采访新闻当中，我们遇到了好多的老朋友，比如说一上来啊，主持人就用一句话来描述了他的头发对全美国造成的影响。
The woman whose hair has captivated the nation.
还记得 captivated 什么意思吗？没事，不记得没关系，咱们来复习一下。我们第一次学习它呢，是在《魔鬼新闻营》第六集的二十课。当时直播课的时候，咱们学习到一个词叫做 conceptually。从概念上来讲，当时我们学的是一个字体，世界上最有名的字体 Comic Sans。
After all these years, Vincent finds himself content with how history will remember him.
Content with， 还记得啥意思吧
？And Comic Sans is not one of the better pieces of art.
他说，这不是我人生设计的比较好的 pieces of art.
But conceptually, it's one of the best things I've ever done. It probably is the best thing I have ever done.
然后当时上课的时候，咱们又插播了一个经典的爱情电影，叫做《触不到的恋人》。在片段当中，除了听到的 conceptually 之外，我们就第一次见到 captivated 这个词。咱们再来看一遍。
Do you remember visiting Casa de la Carita?
The alms house.
That's right. You mentioned Meyer. His Barcelona museum stands in the same area as Casa de la Carita. It drinks the same light. Meyer designed a series of louvered skylights to capture that light.
Louvered.天窗百窗的意思
and cast it inward to illuminate the art within
and cast it inward 他说他把天空啊天窗变成那个啊百窗的样子，所以阳光就能够 cast inward 然后照明内部陈列的艺术品
and cast it inward to illuminate the art within but indirectly and that was important because although light enhances art
虽然说光线能够强调艺术之美
it can also degrade it
但是它也可能会破坏这个艺术品
but you know all that already you son of a now this when do you suppose this is meant to be built
I have no idea
oh but you said you liked it
conceptually
now come on you know as well as I do that the light in Barcelona is quite different from the light in TokyoAnd the light in Tokyo is different from that in Prague. A truly great structure. One that is meant to stand the tests of time.
什么叫一个真正伟大的建筑物呢？就是 meant to, 它一定 stand the test of time, 能够经受得住时间的考验。
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment.
Regard 表示考虑的意思，那 disregard 就是完全不考虑，忽略，漠视。Never disregard its environment. 就好的建筑物一定要考虑它的环境，不能忽略掉周遭的环境。
Never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature.
他知道建筑物要有存在的价值，就一定要 consult with nature. 这词很好玩，咨询、请教的意思，就一定要请教大自然，其实就是尊重大自然。你请教他吗？
He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature.He must be captivated by the light.
He must be captivated by the light. 他一定要被光所 captivated. 那啥意思啊？没错，就是新闻当中这个词，叫迷住、吸引住的意思。全国老百姓都在关注，都为他的这个头皮而着迷。
He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
好，复习了两个老朋友，一个叫 conceptually, 一个叫做 captivate.
The woman whose hair...has captivated the nation.
新闻当中还说他为什么要用那个胶水是因为他觉得可以替代就是发胶。
How she used Gorilla Glue as a substitute in her hair.
咱们再来复习 substitute 这个词儿，我们马昨天我录制此刻此时此刻今天早上的直播课刚讲过这个词。
My husband worked at the USG mine in Empire. I was a substitute teacher.
It is a tough time right now. You may want to consider early retirement.
我们在今年2月19号的公众号当中有学习过一个新闻，说到了 substitute.
In the UK, families that are eligible for free school meals will receive parcels like this as a substitute for vouchers worth up to £30.
新闻当中还说到一些好玩词，比如说急救室，就是俩字母就行了 ,ER.
So she has tried going to the ER. That didn't work.
然后还有一个特别好玩的叫一串数字啊，叫90210。
So now she's going to 90210。
你知道90210啥意思吗？你自己查查，查完了告诉我。新闻当中还提到了，她就不得不吃止痛药。这个止痛药的名字叫做布洛芬缓释片。
I'm taking Advil PM。
我觉得最逗的是主持人最后问：“我特别想知道你是为什么要用这个胶水啊？为啥呀
？”What drew you to this product？
听见一个动词了吧？叫 drew。What drew you? 什么？你是被什么东西拽到冰箱里，然后非得用这个胶水呢？然后你听的这个女的怎么说的
？Well, when I was looking for something else, I ran past my refrigerator and it was sitting right there. No, I'm like, I could use this. And when I come home, you know, I just wash it out. I didn't think it was going to be like this.
感兴趣的同学或者很纳闷的同学，不妨关注一下这个事的后续啊，看他现在咋样了。
我们来复习
一，她的头发席卷了全国。
The woman whose hair has captivated the nation.
二，粘在了头皮上。
Absolutely glued to her scalp.
三，急救室。
So she has tried going to the ER.
四，往上面抹酒精。
She tried using rubbing alcohol on it.
五，好莱坞，五个数字就行。
90210.
六，整形医生。
Plastic surgeon.
七，聊聊这个苦难的经历吧。
Talk about this ordeal.
八，布洛芬缓释片。
Advil PM.
九，什么让你决定用这个产品的呀？
What drew you to this product?
十，我路过冰箱的时候，我看见他坐在里边，我就用了。
I ran past my refrigerator and it was sitting right there. No, I'm like, I could use this.
小偷小兔吗？那得100遍才行。
但是老板说，音频节目的时间太长，会影响完播率。
玲玲说的对，
但是我还想保证大家的学习效果，所以我希望你能和我一起坚持，至少模仿复读23遍这一小节课的好词句。希望你坚持住，让我们互为动力，把这23遍的复读模仿读好。
小红花词句一。
What drew you to this product? What drew you to this product?
小红花词句二。
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account.
小红花情景三。
He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
脱口而出23遍深蹲练习，预备开始，第一遍。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
第二遍。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment.A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
第三遍。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
第四遍。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
第五遍。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment.A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
第六次。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
第七。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
第八。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment.A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
第九。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
第十遍。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
第十一遍。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment.A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
第十二遍。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
一半了，加油。
一半了。加油哦！
十三。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
十四。
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time,never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
Sure.
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
16.
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
17.
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
18.
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
19.
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
20.
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
21.
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
22.
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
最后一遍.
What drew you to this product?
A truly great structure, one that is meant to stand the tests of time, never disregards its environment. A serious architect takes that into account. He knows that if he wants presence, he must consult with nature. He must be captivated by the light.
我们辛苦了，
也希望每天真的能跟着我完成复读模仿三遍的你，可以留下任意一个你喜欢的 emoji 在评论区，就当做咱俩之间互为动力的暗号吧。
叮咚。
最后有一个好消息告诉你，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家，同时还有一个专属的学习社群，创始人艾伦老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天。
玲玲说的对，
这个连续7天的学习活动特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学们，限量只有200个名额，想要报名免费体验的你只需要2步。第一步，微信公众号搜索早安英文，第二步，回复3个数字
888
就可以加入了。
This podcast is from Morning English，
学口语就来早安英文。